brought to you by Penguin.
Mind Game by Michael Calvin and Thomas Bjorn. Read by Michael Calvin. We are working on the jagged edge of success, where the level of insecurity and misery pushes you into becoming better. Sean Foley, coach to Justin Rose. Prologue, Conversations in the Mirror. As I set out to write this book, I was determined to explore an aspect of golf that's always been hidden from the everyday spectator. That's the mental side of the sport at an elite level. I've been a professional observer of sport at the highest level for 30 years, but in golfing terms, I was an outsider. It struck me that the psychology of performance defined whether a player will be good or great. Through interviews with Thomas and his fellow players, I was given the inside track. As a result, I've now been granted the opportunity over the next few hours to share experiences inside the ropes and in the locker rooms with you, the listener. In this prologue, Thomas really opened up about his inner thoughts, doubts, and fears. These are his words, which reveal a process of constant and often draining self-assessment. Why are you crying? Why do you put yourself through this pain? Why do you play this game? Who are you? Where are you in your life? What do you want to achieve? Do you really want to continue? Why does it mean so much to you? These are the questions I ask myself when I stand before the bathroom mirror. It begins as a one-way conversation, framed by fear, frustration, and self-doubt. I reach out to the boy who was captivated by the challenge of chipping golf balls into a bird bath in the back garden. But the mirror remains mute. I invariably see the man I have become through moist, red-rimmed eyes. Golf came close to breaking me. I had to hit rock bottom before the exchange became meaningful, because on the way down, a golfer is conditioned to grasping at straws. It is human nature to seek a shortcut, to shy away from unpalatable truths, but my sport demands submission before remission. I stood there for hours, morning and evening, before the mirror answered back. It spoke of love, respect, and the purity of an impossible search for perfection. It helped drive away the demons by reminding me of those beguiling moments when golf is just a game, instead of a starkly defined, casually cruel profession. Innocence is lost quickly, easily. If you cannot reconnect with the sense of wonder you had as a child, then you too will be lost. Every professional golfer knows what to do to improve. We are products of a remorseless sport that depends on the reproduction of technical excellence. Our lives are spent honing short, concentrated bursts of synchronized movement. Radar technology defines club head speed, the launch angle and spin rate of our shots, but it cannot measure strength of spirit. We are all attuned to weakness, and we understand shared pain. I've lost count of the number of players I have sat with, trying to drag them out of the shit. I talk to them about the mirror in those private moments. They have to find the heart and soul of who they are, what they do, and why they do it. They cannot continue to play with a hatred of the game, as I once did. They need to find the goodness, rediscover the things in which they believe. In case you hadn't guessed, this isn't the usual book to which a winning Ryder Cup captain contributes. It is not a breathless memoir or an ego trip. I wanted to work in conjunction with
Sample complete. Ready to continue?